The number of elderly Americans behind bars has skyrocketed in recent decades, and the costs are climbing for prisons as they deal with more advanced medical needs. As Sarah Lear reports, in Wisconsin, that's led to the Department of Corrections opening a different kind of prison ward.
Oco Correctional is a minimum security facility surrounded by cornfields just outside Madison. Most of the inmates there sleep in bunk beds. But as nursing supervisor Rachel Snow explains, at a newly opened unit within Oak Hill, all the beds are low to the ground.
There's many of the guys that are down there that cannot navigate steps.
Wisconsin's Department of Corrections opened the assisted living facility earlier this year. On a recent summer day, the unit is busy with more than 20 inmates. Some use wheelchairs or walkers. Another does an exercise with a nurse intended to improve range of motion in his arm. Many of the men there need help with showering, dressing, or eating. And Snow says a lot of them have chronic conditions.
Respiratory issues, end-stage COPD, emphysema, cardiac issues.
There are more than 20,000 people locked up in Wisconsin prisons, and more than 15% are over age 55. That percentage has more than tripled over the last two decades.
As our incarcerated population ages, we will see a greater need.
The graying of Wisconsin's prison population mirrors national trends. Experts say that's partly because the country's population is getting older on average. But Mike Wessler, who advocates for reducing the incarcerated population through the Prison Policy Initiative, says it's also due to longer prison sentences.
In the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, there was a real focus on kind of tough on crime policies that ushered in an era of mass incarceration.
Harlan Richards was 30 when he was convicted of murder after stabbing someone in a fight. He served decades behind bars in Wisconsin before he was paroled at age 67. He says prison life is different for older inmates.
Yeah, I mean, you get aches and pains and you get medical problems, and a young guy can stand sleeping on a hard bed. He can stand, you know, the substandard food and stuff like that.
Increasingly, prison systems are responding to the needs of older inmates with specialized facilities. A federal prison in Massachusetts has a memory disorder unit to treat dementia. At a special needs prison in Nashville, inmates can be admitted to units with assisted living or nursing care. Bryce Peterson is a scientist with the CNA Center for Justice Research and Innovation. He says many people enter prison in worse health than the general public, in part because of poverty. Then, medical problems can get even worse because of the conditions within prison, including violence and poor health care.
Their physiological age is actually 10 to 15 years older than, you know, what their age actually is.
Peterson says that all has financial consequences.
The best estimates are that it's anywhere from 2 to 5 times more to take care of someone who's older than it is to take care of someone who's younger in prison.
At the same time, studies show the chance of people reoffending decreases with age. Every state except for Iowa has what's known as compassionate release policies. Those allow inmates to get out early because of advanced age or serious health problems. But Wessler, the Prison Policy Initiative spokesman, says compassionate release is rarely used.
It's a cumbersome process. It requires lots of approvals, lots of documentation.
Last year, Wisconsin granted compassionate release to 5 prisoners. Many inmates in the state are not eligible for the program, including people convicted of serious felonies and anyone who committed a crime before the year 2000. Wessler hopes for a more far-reaching solution.
My hope is that before prisons consider opening a nursing home behind bars, states will look at revisiting some of these harsh sentencing laws.
He and other advocates say the focus should be on reducing the incarcerated population to begin with. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.